CliffCentral.com. So I want to talk to Sean Sanders and get Revix done, because we haven't spoken to him for like 2 weeks, and he had a birthday in between, among other things. So let's go straight to Sean now, because it's time for us to check in on what Revix are up to. The world is changing. Your investments should be changing too. If they aren't, just ask yourself why. In a market that we've never seen before, I mean, the volatility is just insane. Don't guess. Diversify. Don't be an idiot. Now, Revix is an intelligent investment platform that allows anyone anywhere to build a diversified portfolio or a bundle of assets in just a few clicks. Investing is as easy as signing up, choosing an asset, and then watching your portfolio grow. Now, when we spoke to Sean the first time when he launched Revix last year, they were doing Bitcoin and they were selling various indices of cryptocurrencies. Really interesting, really good investment. They had some special deals on at that time, and lots of people took advantage. So maybe you're still sitting there at the moment, and you're thinking, well, if the world really goes crazy, it's a good idea to own some cryptocurrency. But now, in the volatility of the markets as they are at the moment, you might also be thinking, hell, I need some gold. And gold is difficult to buy, as we know. You either have to buy Kruger Rands, or you can do what Revix are doing, and they will let you in on a balanced, essentially it's like a gold equivalent in terms of a cryptocurrency token, which is completely linked to gold. And I mean, Sean, this to me sounds like something that only you guys could have come up with, because it's a brilliant way of investing in gold. You could decide to do it for as little as $500. You can go all the way up to, I don't know, 10, 20, 30, 100. You want to explain this? Did I explain it well enough? Did I get the gist of it out there?
Morning, Gareth. Yeah. How are you doing, firstly?
I'm good, man. Just explain the gold token in proper language, not the way I would.
Sure. So Pax Gold, I mean, I would love to take the credit for this. I would love for Revix to take the credit for the launch of Pax Gold. But no, that was done by a fantastic company based in New York called Paxos. Paxos is a registered trust company. And what they've done really is they've taken gold that sits in London vaults. They've tokenized the legal ownership. And that sounds complicated, but really all that means is that they've taken the legal ownership right to that gold, and they've put that on the Ethereum blockchain, and we've been able to then link into a variety of different exchanges around the world, consolidate all of those different exchanges to one neat offering on Revix, and that allows somebody to come along and say, right, I want to invest 500,000 rand if they want.
Sure, if you want to.
Yeah.
I mean, if you've got that, gold, if you've got that,
you get
lying around.
Physical gold. Yeah.
So, Sean, before we even get into the questions for this morning, because there are all kinds of things I want to ask you, and I've even got some questions from one or two of our listeners here, but what is the gold price? What is the Bitcoin price? How have they been performing in the last 2 weeks since we last spoke to you?
Sure. So, gold has been a little bit more boring. It's been hovering around $1,700. Currently, it's at $1,720.
Okay.
There's been some pretty insane calls out from the likes of Bank of America and Goldman Sachs, predicting gold to run anywhere between 15 all the way through to 100%.
Wow.
So, I mean, take that for whatever it's worth. So gold's quite an interesting play at the moment, because, you know, you're seeing stock markets back at quite ridiculous levels. I mean, I'm going to just say that where stock markets are now, we're looking at pretty much the same price as this time, in September last year.
Really?
Does that make sense to you? I mean, that's where the S&P 500 is. I mean, does that really make sense to you? I mean, the economy's had a drastic change. You've got, 22% unemployment in the US, and the stock market's, you know, disconnected from the real world once again.
Yeah, so that's probably going to come in for a correction at some point.
Yeah.
It makes sense. Okay, and Bitcoin, I mean how are the cryptocurrency markets looking generally?
So April was a fantastic month for crypto in general. Bitcoin was up about 30%. It's had a small rally since then. Even in May, it's up about another 4.5%. So it's been a very good time in the world of crypto. Mm-hmm. If you're looking at the other cryptocurrencies as well, Ethereum, Ripple, EOS, all of these have actually increased even more than Bitcoin. So it seems that investors are looking for alternative assets. They're looking for gold. They're looking for crypto. They're looking for some other interesting opportunities that exist out there. So they're not correlated to the traditional markets.
Okay.
And I think that's why you've seen a lot of interest in the Bitcoin space, not to mention, the halving that's taking place.
All right. So this is the first question that I have for you this morning from somebody else who said, can you please ask Sean, what is the Bitcoin halving and what is the point of it? What does it mean?
Okay, so I'm going to go on a little rant here. So one of the characteristics that gave rise to the fascination with Bitcoin is the way its creator, Satoshi Nakamoto, tied the creation of Bitcoin to the work needed to create them. And this was done in order to prevent counterfeiting. Mm-hmm. And what's really important is to understand that new Bitcoin are generated by so-called miners. And these miners use computers with incredible amounts of processing power to perform complex calculations in order to validate the transactions on the Bitcoin blockchain. So this is where people get super confused, but it's actually dead simple. So let's just take the jargon out of this and let's break it down. So Gareth, let's say you send me a Bitcoin. Now, how do you prove that you actually sent this Bitcoin to me and you're not gupting, or I mean like scamming me and then going to send the same
Bitcoin? That's a verb now, gupting.
Go on. How do I prove it? Well, there's got to be a record.
How do I know that you're not scamming me? I'm going to send this Bitcoin to someone else.
And everyone else in the network has to verify that that is exactly what happened.
Exactly. And now this is the job of the Bitcoin miner. So they take your transaction and a couple other transactions that have taken place and they validate them. So they prove that these transactions are actually legitimate.
Okay.
Now they do this by tying one bundle of transactions to another, where this bundle of transactions is known as a block.
Yeah.
You know, the block part of blockchain.
Right.
And the miners earn some Bitcoin for doing this, which is known as a block reward. So to get back to the halving part, a halving, which is sometimes referred to as a halvening in crypto land, God knows why we like to always change things up. And this is a planned reduction in the rewards these miners receive. So halvings are programmed into the Bitcoin code. And they happen every 4 years or so.
So the miners are going to earn a half of what they earned for doing the same amount of processing a year ago.
So actually, if you look back in 2009, miners received 50 Bitcoin per block. That's about 9 million Rand at today's prices. That reward was reduced to 25 in the first halving in 2012, and then to 12.5 in 2016. The next week, that reward was 6.25, which is, you know, 9 times less Bitcoin than what you would have earned in 2009 terms.
So does this mean less people will want to mine Bitcoin, or does it mean that those miners are satisfied with that and they knew this was part of the plan from the get-go and they're going to carry on? And what does it do to the actual price of Bitcoin?
Yeah, so that is a very big question with regard to kind of what the miners will do. A lot of miners have been preparing for this. A lot of people say that this is already priced in some ways. Other people say that, no, there's going to be a lot of miners that go bankrupt. Naturally, they're not earning the same kind of income that they were before. But I mean, if you're looking at why Bitcoin is up so much in April through to May now, and that's a matter of, you know, heated debate. And I actually can't answer that, to be honest. It's tough to say, but, you know, a big part of it is definitely media publicity speculating around this event. Okay. I mean, this is a big growth story. And if you're looking at previous halvings, the Bitcoin price did rise. In 2012, Bitcoin gained about 8,000% in the 12 months following the halving. And then in 2016, it rose almost 1,000% in the 12 months following the halving. So, I mean, logically, if you have fewer Bitcoin being created and you assume that the demand from the past doesn't change, well, then you have greater demand relative to supply. And I suppose from an economic theory, the price should move up. But the big question, you know, as I say, you know, trying to be as transparent as possible, but, you know, the full value of the halving, is it priced into Bitcoin's current price? I mean, we don't know. This could increase, you know, as you've seen in the past, many times from where it is now, we've seen a mere 30% increase. Could this go a lot further? Could the price pull back? I mean, that is why it's such an interesting asset class, because, you know, it's an exciting time to really just be in the space.
All right. One last thing before we let you go. You've launched a gold token. We know we can buy cryptocurrencies and indices of cryptocurrencies, but now you've also launched a dollar token. So quickly tell us about that.
Yeah. So 2019 was really the year of stable coins. And there were, I honestly couldn't even tell you, probably over 40 different stable coins that were launched. What we've done is we've taken the best one that we could find, the one that's the most trusted,
yep.
USDC, so it's USD coin, and we've launched on our platform. So we had a lot of South African investors that were kind of sick and tired of seeing their rands depreciate on a month-to-month basis. And they said, well, listen, we would love to be able to invest in a hard currency, even if I'm converting a small portion of my paycheck every month to some sort of hard currency and just holding it there. Even if I sell out of my cryptocurrency bundles, you know, one of the bundles that we offer, or maybe Pax Gold that we offer, you know, I would rather be in US dollars rather than in rands.
for sure.
And that's really kind of why we've launched USDC. So it's pegged 1-to-1 to the US dollar. Its value stays true to the US dollar. It's really nice when you're South African to kind of have that the comfort that you've got some hard currency.
Well, Sean, thank you very much. As always, it's good to catch up with you to have you explain these things to us and make it just a little bit more understandable. And good luck for the week and happy birthday for the other day.
Thanks, Gareth. I appreciate it. Cool. And yeah, have a great week too.
All right. Brilliant. Sean Sanders and Revix. You can find out more by going to their social media at Revix Invest on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. That's one word, R-E-V-I-X Invest. And you can also obviously go and check out Revix.com, which is their site. And you can find out whether you'd like to register, sign up for free, verify your ID, add funds, select the bundle of your choice. And as you can see, they've got lots of options there. Go and talk to them. CliffCentral.com.